Turning now to Nepal, a new report by the International Crisis Group says that the Maoist walkout from government last month has not derailed the nation's peace process. But it adds the country must rebuild cross-party consensus to implement a 2006 peace agreement and hold free and fair elections on November 22nd. ICG spokesperson Andrew Stoelhein told us more about the report.
Well, essentially what we're saying is that it was a very dramatic event on the 18th of September. That was the Maoist walkout from government. But what we're saying is that that's not necessarily the end of the game by any means. They've walked out of the government, but they haven't walked out of the peace process, and that's a really important distinction to make. So although we've seen some very dramatic events lately, we shouldn't fear that the entire peace process is breaking down. Really what has to happen now is that the government really needs to make a sustained effort to bring the Maoists back on board. So the main parties really need to help to create an environment that encourages them back into the fold and to keep the upcoming elections on track. As far as the international community is concerned, we're saying that we need to support this entire process and support the elections. On a practical side, it means monitors and talking to any parties that may be obstructing the progress, that obstruction is going to cost them their legitimacy. I mean, the process is what the international community supports, and parties that are either obstructing or delaying the process are going to be paying a price in terms of the way the international community views them.